This is Ron Moss Ministries, and I guess today to me is another day of uncertainty. As much as a lot of people, including myself, would love to get back to business as usual, most of us understand, if not all of us understand, that business is never going to be usual again. And we are kind of in a twilight period where we're refusing to believe that the norm won't be the norm anymore. We're refusing to believe that the scientists and the doctors and the health departments and the nurses, all these people are not doing what we're being told they're doing. We don't believe that they're in hospitals sacrificing their lives to save folk and to help them get past this pandemic, this COVID-19. We don't believe the doctors who are giving testimonies about folk that are dying. We don't even believe that all these coffins that exist in New York City that are piled up, that they're still trying to find places to bury people. We're not even believing that the rate of COVID-19 in our state of South Carolina is growing. And I don't know. I don't know what we can do to change the dynamic unless it starts happening in our own families or to our young people. Or I don't know. I'm really confused that as intelligent as we are, can you be over intelligent? Can you be over smart where truth don't even become truth anymore? That it's just whatever you believe, it's whatever you decide. And even if it's, you know, the folk that have gotten educated, that we just believe that we live in a world that's just full of conspiracies. You know, at the end of the day, are we living in a society where you can't literally believe in anybody, or you just line up with your agenda? And if this many folk believe what you believe, that's who you follow. And if this many folk believe what you believe, then that's who you follow. And the truth plays no role in any of this. I'm afraid. I got to be honest with you. I'm afraid that the end result won't be good. Because there is no togetherness. There is no working for a common end, a common solution. We are in a time in 2020 when 2020 was supposed to be a clear vision. We are in a time where it's every man and woman for themselves. And if you make a decision that you want to go to the mall, if you want to go to wherever public or museum or library, and you know, virus be damned. You know, I just don't believe it's real. I don't believe I can get it. You know, it's just a lot of falsehood. You know, I can remember when people didn't believe that we actually went to the moon. Matter of fact, there's people that still don't believe that we've actually ever, in actuality, took a trip to the moon. There are people that don't believe certain things. You know, I wonder sometimes, you know, because I'm a business owner and I'm losing a lot of money. And this is how I take care of my family. This is how I pay my bills. This is how I live the life that I live. And I'm not making that money right now. And, you know, I'm depending on my savings. I'm depending on what I have in the bank. And I know as long as this pandemic goes on, the longer it's going to dissolve. But then I have to believe that, and this is where my faith has to kick in, that I have to believe that it's going to be all right. I got to believe that, and there are signs that tell me, there are situations and things that are happening around me that tell me it's going to be all right. But my fear is that if we don't believe still in 2020 in order, if we don't believe in honoring people in authority, whether they say things you like or not, you know, do I agree with everything that our president says? No, I don't. But he's our president. and I gotta pray for him. I can't get to him. I can't have a one-on-one conversation with him and say, "Hey, Mr. President, maybe you might want to look at things this way, or maybe you might want to look at things that way." I can't have that conversation with him, but I know who can regulate his mind if he allow him to, and that's Jesus Christ. That's my only remedy to him, and my only remedy to a lot of leaders that are in positions that can change or help facilitate what's going on around us. But I refuse to believe that every medical profession, every medical person that's in that field, I refuse to believe every nurse, I refuse to believe that every doctor is evil or is made, this is made up, and the COVID-19 is false. Why would so many people do that? And why do we refuse to take it seriously? Why is it that as I travel every day, even now, to the parks, to the walking track, to the malls, that very few people have on masks? Very few people are protecting themselves. Is it because we just refuse to believe it? We refuse to believe it can happen to us. You know, this might be a different way of thinking, but you know, I think about a person that was diagnosed as a diabetic and was told how to live and told to get off of certain foods because it can damage your body, and they never believed it, and now they're getting their whole foot cut off or a couple of toes cut off when it didn't have to be that way. You've been told that if you keep eating these certain foods and you keep going down this road, you can become a diabetic or you'll have heart disease, and they didn't believe it, and now their body is in such a way there's no help. To me, it seemed like God gives us these opportunities to do better. He gives us these warning signs to do better. But because we're so smart, and we just kind of believe now that nobody, we don't have to follow anybody's directions, that we can just kind of do what we want to do. And ultimately, we've decided, you know what? I'll just suffer the consequences, even if it affect my family, even if it affect the people around me, even if it affect the people that love me the most. Oh well, it's my decision. I think that's wrong. We were never put on this earth to operate by ourselves. We were always put on this planet to work together, to come to a common cause, to believe ultimately that all of us have good in us, to believe that we're all decent human beings. Before we were black, before we were white, before we were Democrat, before we were Republican, before we were haters, before we were whatever, we were human beings made in the image and likeness of God. So we were born with decency and love and understanding built in our DNA. And why we refuse to use that now is beyond me. I've listened for centuries, I've listened for years of people always talking about the end time, the end time, the end time. Somebody the other day, we're in the end time. I don't know if that's true or not. I just know we in this time. And in this time, we need to understand that we got to do better to protect others. There are young people, there are elementary age children, middle school age children, high school age children who are looking to us for guidance, for leadership, for understanding. And even if you need to sit down yourself, do some research. We have access to all this social media. Do your own research. I mean, if 100 people believe that there is a virus and believe it is deadly, and 2 people or 20 people don't believe it and believe it's a hoax, I tend to side with the 100, particularly if they're experts in the field, that they have a background. You know, there's public information out there for me to look them up. Or are we at this place in life where, we're just damned? My mother, loved her to death. Miss her more than you'll ever know. She's been gone since 1988. My mother died of cirrhosis of the liver. My mother had a drinking problem. I don't mind telling you this because this whole world means that much to me. My community means that much to me. And she died when she was 45 years old. And I never forget when I went to the hospital. She was in Hampton. I mean, I'm sorry, she was in Portsmouth, Virginia, in the hospital. And I remember getting a call from my twin brother, and he said, "Hey, Mama's not doing good. You need to get to the hospital." And I remember going in the hospital, and I remember looking at her laying there. And actually, what they were doing, they were pouring ice in the bed, putting it all around her body and kind of moving the sheets around. And I didn't know what was going on. And I asked my grandmother, who was there too, what was going on. She said they're trying to get the fever down. She was still verbal. She could still talk. And I remember bending down, and I asked her, I said, "Mama, why are you doing this to me?" And she said something that really I'll never forget, and it kind of opened my eyes. She said, "I can't help it." And I understood at that moment that alcohol for her was an addiction, and she couldn't help it. And it had got to a point where it literally had cost her life. Are we at a point where we're so addicted to ourselves that it doesn't matter what anybody say? It doesn't matter what anybody does. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter even what's real. You so addicted to you that it could possibly end up costing you your own life. My hope and my prayer is that we'll take a step back. Let's take a step back. Let's look at what's happening in our environment. Let's look at what's happening in our world. Everybody can't be wrong, and everybody can't be right. So what we need to look for is the truth. We need to do an examination of the truth. Let's don't find out what's politically correct. Let's don't look for what's, popular. I'm not going to go along with you because if I go along with you, I can go outside and play. I can go to the mall. I can go do what I used to always do what I want. We got to find truth because truth is what's going to help us, and truth can possibly keep us alive. My hope, my prayer is that, back in the day, I can remember when folk would tell you, "Hold up, before you say anything, take a deep breath." I think today, if you don't do anything else at all, you might need to take some deep breaths and kind of rethink about your own life and think about how important it is to you. And if you got family, you need to think about their lives and how important they are to you and how important you are to them. You might be in a hole right now financially. I'm feel like I'm there sometimes too. But then I believe God. I just still believe that everything's going to be all right. If you're down to your last bit of money as far as it relates to groceries, then pick up the phone and call somebody. Put the pride away while we go through this pandemic. You can bring the pride back if you want to, but get away from it for a while so some folk can help you. We can make it, y'all. And we can make it together if we just keep believing that we're going to get past this, keep believing that they're going to find, a vaccine. They're going to figure out a way to slow this thing down. But we got to keep praying and keep believing. We got to keep praying and keep believing. And I believe if we do that, It's going to get better, and we'll understand it by and by. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.